Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jackie Detmar, who's Vice President of Product Development and Design with the Mohawk Group. Jackie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
We were together at NeoCon about 2 weeks ago. What was your read on that show? It was a pretty exciting show, wasn't it?
It really was. It's definitely one of the best in my many years of being involved in NeoCon. The Mohawk showroom was just packed the whole time, and just lots of excitement and enthusiasm coming from that market.
So how many years have you been going to NeoCon?
I need to count it up someday. Probably more than 20.
What I've been told is that this is probably one of the better years since 2006. The Martin just released some numbers, gave me this morning, that it was up 6% and roughly 53,000 professionals were at the Martin. So, but it wasn't just the attendance. I mean, there was a lot of energy. Talk about, there were specifiers and end users, and they were in your space and talking about projects, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Our scans for our showroom were actually up 30% this year over last year,
Okay. Which
it really felt that way. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting when we got our numbers back, but we definitely were busy for the whole market. You know, lots of people very much specking carpet today and looking for things for jobs going now as well as in the future.
You had some pretty exciting things going on with you on the third floor. You had a brand new showroom that had been designed by 13 and 9, the Austrian design firm that you've been working with for several years. They designed moving floors last year, which won a NeoCon Gold and Modular, and they went all out. I mean, your space was completely different from what we'd seen in the past. Yeah, background colors were all black, so that made the product pop. You had black ceilings, black columns, black furniture, and then angled glass mirrors.
We were really pleased with the showroom being a space to really showcase the product, too, with the mirrors that Martin used for the walls. It's a fantastic stage to look at your flooring.
Isn't it cool? He's an architect, which is so creative. You know, when you angle mirrors like that and you're selling a floor covering, it brings the floors up on the walls. So it was a brilliant idea. Now, you worked with them on two new collections as well, 13 and 9. Let's go there first. One of them won a NeoCon Innovation Award in the modular category, topography. Tell us real quick a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we decided to stay with Martin and Anastasia. They really have become an extension of our product development team, and we wanted to continue down the path of what we could do differently in our tile platform. So we came up with new tile size that we introduced, the 24 by 48 size tile that really leads you to be able to work in larger scale and larger spaces and really affect the scale with the patterns and continue to explore the idea of sensory experience with the flooring and how we built the structure of the tiles allowed designers to create a topography through their space depending on how they use the tiles together. So another successful tile system in collaboration with 13 and 9.
And you also worked with them on another, I think it was Broadlooms,
called Moonscapes. And this one was a lot of fun, a creative idea. We approached them looking at opportunities for how we could revitalize and shake up the Broadloom business. You know, so much of that market has been taken with carpet tile over the last few years. Also took the opportunity to work with them on our precision dye injection technology.
Yeah, let me jump in and explain that real quickly. What you're doing is you're tufting a pattern grage goods, and it's basically, you know, one type of grage goods, and then you're using digital technology to put dye into the carpet that makes the overprint look like a moonscape. So it's a real impressive product.
Exactly. Yeah. And we went through an interesting digital processing of that image of the moon to make it affect a 3D image and went through some interesting digital manipulation of that pattern.
And designers are always looking for some way of taking your inline goods and then making them customizable. And so you've made that easy with this product by giving them 7 cut sizes and 4 base colors and 3 levels of saturation. So you're giving designers a lot to work with that collection. Let's talk real quick about LVT, if you would, because that's another dimension of what you were showing at the show. You had a product that had a kaleidoscope visual called Geometry.
Yeah, and a concrete visual that goes along with it. We're really excited. That's our first commercial product coming out of our IVC plant here in North Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Just really excited to have a visual that's very different. That Geometry pattern is a random pattern that you can install in any direction and come up with an overall pattern on the floor that is very non-directional. It's very unique. We think it would be great in workplace as well as education and higher ed and many other applications.
Well, before we run out of time, I got to mention, too, you had an excellent social outing.
It's fun to be back having fun and having good events at NeoCon again like we used to in the past. We had over 1,400, 1,500 people come to our event, just had a great time, and were able to really connect with a lot of customers and hopefully provide a memorable experience.
Yeah, this was at an off-marked location called Morgan Manufacturing, and I got to tell you, you had Sarah Bareilles there. I mean, she drew a big crowd.
Fantastic.
And it was an excellent night.
Yep, she was amazing, and people had a lot of fun, and I think we had people waiting in line to get in.
Well, I know you've got to be pleased about this experience in Chicago 2 weeks ago, and congratulations on a great show. Again, been talking to Jackie Detmar, Vice President of Product Development and Design with the Mohawk Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.